Chapter 100. Brake fluid and lines. Purpose and function. Brake fluid is designed to function in the hydraulic brake system under all operating conditions. Brake fluid boiling point is one of the most critical aspects and ratings for brake fluid. As brake fluid ages, it absorbs moisture, which lowers its boiling point and causes increased corrosion of the brake system components. All automotive experts agree that brake fluid should be changed regularly as part of normal routine service. Even though the driver may not notice an immediate improvement, the reduced corrosion will eventually result in less money being spent for brake system component replacement in the future. Getting the old low boiling point brake fluid out of the system could prevent a total loss of brakes due to brake fluid boiling. All brake fluids must be able to pass tests for the following. Number 1. Fluidity at low temperatures. Number 2. Controlled percentage loss due to evaporation at high temperatures tested at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius. Number 3. Compatibility with other brake fluids. Number 4. Resistance to oxidation. And Number 5. Specific effects on rubber, including the following. A. No disintegration. B. No increase in hardness of the rubber tested. And C. Limited amount of decrease in hardness of the rubber. Physical properties. Brake fluid is made from a combination of various types of glycol, a non-petroleum-based fluid. Brake fluid is a polyalkylene glycol ether mixture called polyglycol for short. All polyglycol brake fluid is clear to amber in color. Brake fluid has to have the following characteristics. A high boiling point. A low freezing point. And no ability to damage rubber parts in the brake system. Refer to chart 100-1. Chart showing the type of brake fluid and the wet and dry boiling temperatures for each rating. Brake fluid specifications. FMVSS 116 all. Automotive brake fluid must meet federal. Motor Vehicle Safety Standard abbreviated, FMVSS 116. The Society of Automotive Engineers abbreviated, SAE, and the Department of Transportation abbreviated, DOT, have established brake fluid specification standards. See chart 100-1. The wet boiling point is often referred to as equilibrium reflux boiling point abbreviated, ERBP. Equilibrium reflux boiling point refers to the method in the specification, SAE J1703, by which the fluid is exposed to moisture and tested. .3 brake fluid is the type most often used. There are, however, certain important characteristics. 1. .3 absorbs moisture. According to the Society of Automotive Engineers, .3 can absorb 2% of its volume in water per year. Moisture is absorbed by the brake fluid through microscopic seams in the brake system and around seals. Over time, the water will corrode the system and thicken the brake fluid. The moisture can also cause a spongy brake pedal, due to reduced vapor lock temperature. See figures 100-1 and 100-2. 2. .3 must be used from a sealed, or capped, container. If allowed to remain open for any length of time, .3 will absorb moisture from the surrounding air, which is called hygroscopic. 3. Always check the brake fluid recommendations on the top of the master cylinders of imported vehicles before adding .3. Caution, .3 brake fluid is a very strong solvent and can remove paint. Care is required when working with .3 brake fluid to avoid contact with the vehicle's painted surfaces. It also takes the color out of leather shoes. Frequently asked question. What is synthetic brake fluid? All glycol brake fluids are synthetic and are not petroleum-based. Brake fluid manufacturers get calls every week from people who have questions about brake fluid. For example, some are concerned because the old familiar brands have changed from premium to synthetic on the bottle. The .class system sets standards and testing procedures only. The ingredients used are up to the manufacturer. If it meets the standards, it will qualify as brake fluid. Based on a combination of the properties determined by testing, glycol-based brake fluids are labeled .3, 4, or 5.1 and all are synthetic. .4 brake fluid is the specified brake fluid for use in many European vehicles. .4 is polyglycol-based but has borate esters added to provide an extra buffer for the fluid against acids that can form in the moisture that has been absorbed in the fluid when it is heated. .4 is approximately double the cost of .3. .4 can often be used where .3 is used, and even though the two types of brake fluid are compatible and miscible, able to be mixed, some vehicle manufacturers recommend that .3 and .4 not be mixed. If .4 is to be used, The system should be purged of all of the old .3 and replaced with .4. Note, because brake fluid absorbs moisture over time, many vehicle manufacturers recommend changing the brake fluid as part of the standard services to be performed routinely. The typical recommended brake fluid change interval is every 2 years or every 30,000 miles, or 48,000 kilometers, whichever comes first. This is particularly important for vehicles equipped with an anti-lock brake system, abbreviated ABS, because of the problem of expensive brake component wear or corrosion caused by contaminated brake fluid. .5.1.5.1 Brake fluid is a non-silicon-based polyglycol fluid and is clear to amber in color. This severe-duty fluid has a boiling point of over 500 degrees Fahrenheit, equal to the boiling point of silicon-based .5 fluid. Unlike .5, .5.1 can be mixed with either .3 or .4 according to brake fluid manufacturer's recommendations. Caution: some vehicle manufacturers such as Chrysler do not recommend the use of or the mixing of other types of polyglycol brake fluid and specify the use of .3 brake fluid only. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommendation. Refer to Figure 100-1. Brake fluid can absorb moisture from the air even through plastic, so many experts recommend that brake fluid be purchased in metal containers, if possible. Refer to Figure 100-2. Brake fluid absorbs moisture from the air at the rate of about 2% per year. As the brake fluid absorbs water, its boiling temperature decreases. Refer to Figure 100-3. This Ford Escape requires .4 as stated on the cap of the master cylinder. Frequently asked question: what are the types of .4 brake fluid? There are several types or specifications under the .4 designation, including the following. Number 1. .4, specified for use in many European vehicles and some domestic vehicles. See Figure 100-3. Number 2. .4, long life. Number 3. .4 Plus, specified for use in many Mercedes and Volvo vehicles. Number 4. .4 liters V, or low viscosity, specified for use in some BMW vehicles. Number 5. .4 racing brake fluid, usually blue in color to make it easy to see when all of the old fluid has been purged from the system during a brake fluid replacement procedure. .5. .5 brake fluid is commonly called silicone brake fluid and is made from polydimethyl siloxanes. .5 brake fluid is purple, violet, in color to distinguish it from .3 or .4 brake fluid. It does not absorb any water and is therefore called non-hygroscopic. Even though .5 does not normally absorb water, it is still tested using standardized SAE procedures in a humidity chamber. After a fixed amount of time, the brake fluid is measured for boiling point. Since it has had a chance to absorb moisture, the boiling point after this sequence is called the minimum wet boiling point. Silicones have about 3 times the amount of dissolved air as glycol fluids, about 15% of dissolved air versus only about 5% for standard glycol brake fluid. It is this characteristic of silicone brake fluid that causes the most concern about its use. Number 1. Silicone brake fluid has an affinity for air, therefore, it is more difficult to bleed the hydraulic system of trapped air. Number 2. The trapped air expands with increasing temperature. This causes the brake pedal to feel mushy because the pressure exerted on the hydraulic system simply compresses the air in the system and does not transfer the force to the wheel cylinders and calipers as it should. Note: the characteristic of .5 silicone brake fluid to absorb air is one of the major reasons why it is not recommended for use with an anti-lock brake system. In an ABS, valves and pumps are used that can aerate the brake fluid. Brake fluid filled with air bubbles cannot properly lubricate the ABS components and will cause a low, soft brake pedal. Number 3. The air trapped in the silicone brake fluid can also off-gas at high altitudes, causing a mushy brake pedal and a reduced braking performance. .5 brake fluid has been known to create a braking problem during high altitude, over 5,000 feet, or 1,500 meters, and high temperature driving. The high altitude tends to vaporize, or, off-gassing, some parts of the liquid, creating bubbles in the brake system, similar to having air in the brake system. Number 4. .5 brake fluid should not be mixed with any other type of brake fluid. Therefore, the entire braking system must be completely flushed and refilled with .5. Number 5. .5 does not affect rubber parts and will not cause corrosion. And Number 6. .5 is expensive. It is approximately 4 times the cost of .3 brake fluid. See Figure 100-4. Refer to Figure 100-4.5. Brake fluid is used mostly in motorcycles because if spilled, it will not hurt painted surfaces. Brake fluid inspection and testing. The brake fluid should be inspected regularly by performing the following tests. Number 1. Proper level. The brake fluid level should be above the minimum level, labeled min, and below the maximum, labeled max, on the side of the master cylinder reservoir. Do not add brake fluid unless the entire brake system is carefully inspected for worn brake pads and shoes and for signs of any external leakage. Number 2. Color, condition. New brake fluid is clear or amber in color. If the brake fluid is black or discolored like black coffee or coffee with cream, the fluid should be changed. See Figure 100-6. Number 3. Tested using a tester or test strips. Often, brake fluid does not look as if it is bad but has absorbed moisture enough to reduce its effectiveness. Test strips can be used to measure copper ions that increase as the brake fluid becomes deteriorated. The copper comes from sealing washers and other brass or copper brake system components. See Figure 100-7. Number 4. Boiling point tester. An electronic tester can be used to measure the actual boiling temperature of the brake fluid. The tester probe is inserted into the brake fluid and then a button is pushed and the boiling temperature is displayed. See Figure 100-8. Number 5. Brake fluid contamination test. If brake fluid is mixed with any mineral oil, such as engine oil, power steering fluid, or automatic transmission fluid, rubber components will swell and cause brake system failure. To check for possible contamination, remove the reservoir cover from the master cylinder. If the rubber diaphragm is swelled or distorted, brake fluid contamination is likely. To check the brake fluid, use a styrofoam cup filled with water. Place a teaspoon, or 1 milliliter, of brake fluid from the master cylinder into the water. Pure brake fluid will completely dissolve in the water. Petroleum or mineral oil fluids will float on the surface of the water and retain their color. Petroleum fluids will also dissolve the styrofoam cup at the waterline. If the brake fluid is contaminated, the entire braking system must be drained and flushed and all rubber components replaced. Refer to Figure 100-5. Both rubber sealing cups were exactly the same size. The cup on the left was exposed to mineral oil. Notice how the seal greatly expanded. Refer to Figure 100-6. If the brake fluid is black in color, it should be replaced. Frequently asked question. What is hydraulic brake system mineral oil? Some French-built Citroën and British-designed Rolls-Royce vehicles use hydraulic system mineral oil, abbreviated HSMO, as part of their hydraulic control systems. The systems in these vehicles use a hydraulic pump to pressurize hydraulic oil for use in the suspension leveling and braking systems. Caution: mineral hydraulic oil should never be used in a braking system that requires 0.3 or 0.4 polyglycol-based brake fluid. If any mineral oil, such as engine oil, transmission oil, or automatic transmission fluid, abbreviated ATF, gets into a braking system that requires glycol brake fluid, every rubber part in the entire braking system must be replaced. Mineral oil causes the rubber compounds that are used in glycol brake fluid systems to swell. See Figure 100-5. To help prevent hydraulic system mineral oil from being mixed with glycol brake fluid, hydraulic mineral oils are green. Refer to Figure 100-7. Figure A. A brake fluid test strip is being used to test the condition of the brake fluid. Figure B. The color of the test strip is then compared with a chart on the package, which indicates the condition and if the fluid should be replaced. Refer to Figure 100-8. An electronic tester that measures the boiling temperature of the brake fluid is useful to help determine if the brake fluid needs to be replaced. Case study: the sinking brake pedal. This author has experienced what happens when brake fluid is not changed regularly. Just as many technicians will tell you, we do not always do what we know should be done to our own vehicles. While driving a 4-year-old vehicle on vacation in very hot weather in a mountainous country, the brake pedal sank to the floor. When the vehicle was cold, the brakes were fine. But after several brake applications, the pedal became soft and spongy and sank slowly to the floor if pressure was maintained on the brake pedal. Because the brakes were okay when cold, I knew it had to be boiling brake fluid. Old brake fluid, 4 years old, often has a boiling point under 300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 150 degrees Celsius. With the air temperature near 100 degrees Fahrenheit, or 38 degrees Celsius, it does not take much more heat to start boiling the brake fluid. After bleeding over a quart, or 1 liter, of new brake fluid through the system, the brakes work normally. I'll never again forget to replace the brake fluid as recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. The summary. The complaint: brake pedal would sink to the floor when driving in mountainous country. The cause: the brake fluid was boiling, causing the loss of brakes. The correction: the brake fluid was replaced and the system bled. Brake fluid service procedures. Storage of brake fluid. Number 1. Store brake fluid only in its original container. To help prevent possible contamination with moisture, air, or other products, purchase brake fluid in small containers. Keep all brake fluid containers tightly closed to prevent air, containing moisture, from being absorbed. Number 2. Before opening a brake fluid container, remove any dirt, moisture, or other contamination from the top and outside of the container. Number 3. When a brake fluid container is empty, it should be discarded. The container should never be used for anything except brake fluid. Number 4. Do not transfer brake fluid to any other container that may have contained oil, kerosene, gasoline, antifreeze, water, cleaners, or any other liquids or chemicals. Number 5. Do not reuse brake fluid that has been siphoned from another vehicle or drawn out during a brake bleeding operation. Brake bleeding means to open special bleeder valves in the hydraulic system to rid the system of any trapped air, and Number 6. Use only fresh, new brake fluid for flushing the hydraulic brake system. Caution: alcohol or flushing fluids should not be used because they cannot be totally removed and will contaminate the system. Disassembled parts, however, can and should be cleaned with denatured alcohol or spray brake cleaner where the parts can be visually inspected to be free of cleaning solutions. Brake fluid handling and disposal. Polyglycol brake fluid presents little toxicity hazard, but for some individuals, brake fluid may produce moderate eye and skin irritation. For good safety practice, protective clothing and safety glasses or goggles should be worn. Brake fluid becomes a hazardous waste if spilled onto open ground, where it can seep into groundwater. The disposal requirements for brake fluid spilled onto open ground vary with the exact amount spilled and other factors. Refer to local EPA guidelines and requirements for the exact rules and regulations in your area. Case study: the Pikes Peak brake inspection. All vehicles must stop about halfway down Pikes Peak Mountain in Colorado, 14,110 foot, or 4,300 meters, for a brake inspection. When this author stopped at the inspection station, a uniformed inspector simply looked at the right front wheel and waved us on. I pulled over and asked the inspector what he was checking. He said that when linings and drums rotors get hot, the vehicle loses brake effectiveness. But if the brake fluid boils, the vehicle loses its brakes entirely. The inspector was listening for boiling brake fluid at the front wheel and feeling for heat about 1 foot, or 30 centimeters, from the wheel. The inspector used an infrared pyrometer to measure the front wheel brakes, and if the brakes were too hot to continue, you would be instructed to pull over and wait for the brakes to cool. The inspector recommended placing the transmission into a lower gear, which uses the engine to slow the vehicle during the descent without having to rely entirely on the brakes. The summary. The complaint: vehicle was stopped for an inspection. The cause: if the brakes are too hot, the brake fluid can boil and as a result a total loss of brakes is likely. The correction: inform driver that this is normal procedure and a safety precaution. Refer to chart 100-2. Notice that if a rubber is okay to use for brake fluid, it is not okay to use for oil or grease. Figure 100-9. The master cylinder piston seals are usually constructed from EPDM rubber, and the diaphragm of the vacuum power brake booster is usually made from SBR. Rubber types. Terminology. Vehicles use a wide variety of rubber in the braking system, suspension system, steering system, and engine. Rubber products are called elastomers. Some are oil and grease resistant elastomers and can be harmed by brake fluid, while others are brake fluid resistant and can swell or expand if they come in contact with oil or grease. See chart 100-2 for types and compatible fluids. See figures 100-9 through 100-11 for examples of where rubber is used in the braking system. Brake fluid, .3, or .4 glycol brake fluid, affects all elastomers and causes a slight swelling effect, about 5%. This swelling action is necessary for the seals to withstand high hydraulic pressures. Silicone, or .5, brake fluid does not cause rubber to swell, therefore, a rubber swell additive is used in silicone brake fluid. While these additives work well for EPDM rubber, it can cause SBR rubber to swell too much. Although most seals today use EPDM, many drum brakes still use SBR seals. This is a major reason the .5 brake fluid is not recommended by many vehicle manufacturers. Refer to Figure 100-10. Cross-sectional view of a typical drum brake wheel cylinder. Most wheel cylinder boots and cups are either SBR or EPDM rubber. Refer to Figure 100-11. Exploded view of a typical disc brake caliper. Both the caliper seal and dust boot are constructed of EPDM rubber. Refer to Figure 100-12. Steel brake tubing is double-walled for strength and plated for corrosion resistance. Brake lines. Construction. High-pressure double-walled steel brake lines or high-strength flexible lines are used to connect the master cylinder to each wheel. The steel brake lines are also called brake pipes or brake tubing. Brake lines carry brake fluid from the master cylinder to the wheel cylinder and brake calipers. The brake lines contain and direct the pressure of the brake hydraulic system. Most of the total length of the brake line consists of rigid tubing. For maximum strength and durability, all brake systems use double-walled brake tubing made from plated steel sheet. There are two types of double-walled tubing. Seamless, and multiple ply. See Figure 100-12. All double-walled brake tubing is plated with tin, zinc, or other similar substances for protection against rust and corrosion. The Society of Automotive Engineers has guidelines for brake tubing. SAE Standard J1047 specifies that a sample section of brake line must be able to withstand 8,000 psi, or 55,000 kilopascals, plus other standards for resistance to fatigue, heat, rust, and corrosion. Warning: copper tubing should never be used for brake lines. Copper tends to burst at a lower pressure than steel. Steel brake line coatings. Because steel tube alone does not have adequate corrosion resistance, it requires a coating. The coatings in wide use include aluminum-rich paint, called AlGal. Nylon-coated, called NYGal. Zinc. Turn plate, lead and tin alloy. Epoxy. And PVF, or polyvinyl fluoride, olive green in color. While these coatings have been effective, the liquid sodium chloride and rock salt used to dice winter roads break down and will eventually destroy steel tubing lines. Copper-nickel brake lines. Nickel-copper brake line is commonly referred to as 90-10 copper because it contains about 90% copper and 10% nickel. Copper-nickel brake lines have been used on several European vehicle brake systems since the 1970s, including Volvo, Audi, Porsche, and Aston Martin. Nickel-copper alloy brake tubing meets SAE standard J1047 and ISO 4038. Meeting all international and U.S. requirements for brake tubing and has the strength of steel lines, but is much more corrosion resistant. This type is also pliable, making flaring and bending easier than when using steel brake lines. Refer to Figure 100-13. The rust-prone states are areas where snow and the use of salt contribute to the brake line rust. Vehicles that operate outside this area also rust, but not to the extent that they do in the states known for rust problems. Frequently asked question: why is the government asking me to wash my vehicle? If you live where salt is used to clear the roads of snow and ice, U.S. safety regulators have a message for you: wash the underside of your vehicle. The message came from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, abbreviated NTHSA, which closed a five-year investigation into rusting brake fluid lines, which the agency said was caused by a road salt and a lack of washing. The agency urged people in 20 cold weather states and Washington, D.C., to get their car and truck undercarriages washed several times during and after the winter, and to get their brake lines inspected for rust and replace them if necessary. See Figure 100-13. Types of flares. All steel brake lines have one of two basic types of ends. Double flare. See Figure 100-14. ISO, which means International Standards Organization, also called a ball flare or bubble flare. See Figure 100-15. Refer to Figure 100-14. Because of the slight difference in flare angle, double flare fitting seals cause a wedging action. Brake line replacement. If replacing a brake line, there are two options. Option 1. Purchase pre-made lines in the diameter and length needed. Brake line can also be purchased in selected lengths already correctly flared. They are available in different diameters, the most commonly used with an outside diameter abbreviated OD of 3/16 of an inch, or 4.8 millimeters. 1/4 of an inch, or 6.4 millimeters. 5/16 of an inch, or 7.9 millimeters. Option 2. Cut and flare lines to match what is needed. When replacing steel brake lines, new steel tubing should be used and a double lap flare or an ISO flare needs to be completed at each end using a special flaring tool. Always follow the instructions that came with the flaring tool for best results. See figures 100-16 and 100-17. Warning. According to vehicle manufacturers' recommended procedures, compression fittings should never be used to join two pieces of steel brake line. Only use double flare ends and connections, if necessary, when replacing damaged steel brake lines. Coiled brake line. Steel brake line is often coiled to allow movement between the brake components without stress that could lead to metal fatigue and brake line breakage. The typical master cylinder attaches to the bulkhead of the vehicle and the combination valve is often attached to the frame. Because the body and frame are usually insulated from each other using rubber isolators, some movement occurs while driving. See figure 100-18. Refer to figure 100-15. An ISO fitting, also called a ball or bubble flare. Armored brake line. In many areas of the brake system, the steel brake line is covered with a wire coil ramp. This type of brake line is called armored brake line. This armor is designed to prevent damage from stones and other debris that could dent or damage the brake line. If a section of armored brake line is to be replaced, armored replacement line should be installed. See figure 100-19. Flexible brake hose. Flexible brake hoses are used on each front wheel to allow for steering and suspension movement and at the rear to allow for rear suspension travel. See figure 100-22. Flexible brake hoses made from synthetic yarn, polyvinyl alcohol, abbreviated PVA, that is braided into position from multi-end yarn spindles. By braiding the yarn, all of the strands operate in tension and, therefore, have great strength to withstand braking system pressure over 1000 psi, or 6900 kilopascals. A typical brake hose has an inner tube for moving the brake fluid and a cushion liner that is between the braided layers to prevent the braids from chafing. All three layers use ethylene propylene diene monomer abbreviated, EPDM, type thermosetting polymers, which help prevent the hose from absorbing moisture from the outside air. An outside jacket is made from rubber and protects the reinforcement fabric from moisture and abrasion. The outside covering is also ribbed as part of the manufacturing process to hide surface blemishes. These ribs also make it easy for the technician to see if the hose is twisted. It is not unusual for flexible brake lines to become turned around and twisted when the disc brake caliper is removed and then replaced during a brake pad change. See figure 100-23. Refer to figure 100-16. Double flaring the end of a brake line. Figure A. Clamp the line at the correct height above the surface of the clamping tool using the shoulder of the insert as a gauge. Figure B. The insert is pressed into the end of the tubing. This creates the first bend. Figure C. Remove the insert and use the pointed tool to complete the overlap double flare. Figure D. The completed operation as it appears while still in the clamp. Tech tip. Bend it right the first time. Replacing rusted or damaged brake line can be a difficult job. It is important that the replacement brake line be located in the same location as the original to prevent possible damage from road debris or heat from the exhaust. Often this means bending the brake line with many angles and turns. To make the job a lot easier, perform the following steps. Step 1. Use a stiff length of wire and bend the wire into the exact shape necessary. Step 2. Then use the wire as a pattern to bend the brake line. Step 3. Always use a tubing bender to avoid kinking the brake line. A kink not only restricts the flow of brake fluid, but also weakens the line. See figure 100-20. Note: always use a tubing cutter instead of a hacksaw when cutting brake line. A hacksaw will leave a rough and uneven end that will not flare properly except when forming an ISO flare. A hacksaw is used to provide a rough surface to allow the flaring tool to grip the line during the procedure. Always check the instructions that came with the flaring tool for the exact procedure to follow. See figure 100-21. These rubber high-strength hoses can crack, blister, or a leak and should be inspected at least every 6 months. See figure 100-24. A constricted brake hose can cause the brakes to remain applied, thereby causing excessive brake pad wear and unequal braking. A constricted flexible brake line can also cause the vehicle to pull to one side. See figure 100-25. Caution: never allow a disc brake caliper to hang by the flexible brake line. Damage to the line can result. Always use a wire to support the weight of the caliper and always use two line wrenches when disconnecting or reattaching brake lines. See Figure 100-26. Refer to Figure 100-17. Making an ISO flare requires a special tool. Figure A, select the proper size forming mandrel. Figure B, clamp the tubing flush with the split die and place the mandrel into the tool. Figure C, thread the tool handle in until the mandrel pilot seats into the tubing. Figure D, close the tool valve and pump the handle until the mandrel seats in the die. Figure E, the strong hydraulic pressure forms the ISO flare. Refer to Figure 100-18. The coils in the brake line help prevent cracks caused by vibration. Refer to Figure 100-19. Armored brake line is usually used in the location where the line may be exposed to rock or road debris damage. Even armored brake line can leak, and a visual inspection is an important part of any brake service. Refer to Figure 100-20. A tube bender being used to bend a brake line. Refer to Figure 100-21. A tubing cutter is the preferred tool to use to cut brake line because it leaves a clean edge. Refer to Figure 100-22. Flexible brake hoses are used between the frame or body of the vehicle and the wheel brakes. Because of suspension and/or steering movement, these flexible brake lines must be strong enough to handle high brake fluid pressures, yet remain flexible. Refer to Figure 100-23. Figure A, typical flexible brake hose showing the multiple layers of rubber and fabric. Figure B, the inside diameter is printed on the hose, 3 mm. Refer to Figure 100-24. Typical flexible brake hose faults. Many faults cannot be seen, yet can cause the brakes to remain applied after the brake pedal is released. Refer to Figure 100-25. Flexible brake hose should be carefully inspected for cuts or other damage, especially near sections where hose is attached to the vehicle. Notice the crack and cut hose next to the mounting bracket. Refer to Figure 100-26. Whenever disconnecting or tightening a brake, the brake line, always use the correct size flare nut wrench. A flare nut wrench is also called a tube nut wrench or a line wrench. Review questions. Question 1. What is the difference between .3, .4, .5.1, and .5 brake fluid? Question 2. List 4 things that should be done during a thorough inspection of the brake fluid. Question 3. List 4 precautions that should be followed when handling brake fluid. Question 4. What are the 2 types of flares used on brake lines? Question 5. Why are some brake lines coiled? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The type of brake fluid most often recommended by vehicle manufacturers is A. .3, B. .4, C. .5, D. .5.1. Question 2. Which of the following is not a characteristic of conventional brake fluid? A. Absorbs moisture from the air. B. Removes paint if spilled on vehicle surfaces. C. Lasts the life of the vehicle unless there is a leak. D. Is clear or amber in color. Question 3. Technician says that .5 brake fluid can be added to .3 brake fluid. Technician B says that it is wise to purchase brake fluid that is in metal rather than plastic containers. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. As brake fluid ages, what happens? A. The boiling temperature decreases. B. The boiling temperature increases. C. The viscosity, or thickness, decreases. D. The color changes to purple. Question 5. Technician A says that glycol-based brake fluid causes the seals to swell slightly. Technician B says the .5 silicon-based brake fluid causes rubber seals to swell slightly. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 6. The 2 types of flares used on brake lines are A. SAE and DOT. B. Double flare and ISO. C. Ball flare and bubble flare. D. SAE and double flare. Question 7. 2 technicians are discussing why the brake lines are coiled near the master cylinder on many vehicles. Technician A says that these coils help prevent moisture from flowing from the master cylinder to the calipers. Technician B says that they help prevent cracks that could be caused by vibrations. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. Flexible brake hose should be inspected for all of the following except A. Cracks. B. Leakage. C. Twisted. D. Worn outer ribs. Question 9. Why should brake calipers be supported by a wire during brake service and not allowed to hang by the flexible brake hose? A. To keep air from getting into the system. B. To help prevent damage to the brake hose. C. To hold the caliper higher than the master cylinder to prevent fluid loss. D. To prevent bending the hose support bracket. Question 10. Used brake fluid should be A. Mixed with and recycled with used oil. B. Poured down the drain. C. Disposed of properly according to state and local laws. D. Poured onto open ground to reduce dust. End of chapter 100.